Chumba.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to a new episode of Advice from a Fuckboy. These your favorite fuckboys. He's the Reverend, I'm the Deacon, a.k.a. Clint Coley, a.k.a. the Gallus Dim Sugar, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. James Brown, a.k.a. Mr. Herm's son. Lou, introduce yourself, please.
What's up, everybody, man? This is Reverend Lou, a.k.a. Pass the Plate, a.k.a. Dry Phone Lou, a.k.a. Code Blue, a.k.a. Too Live Lou, for that ass, all right?
Hold on.
I don't know why I said for
too
that
live,
ass.
Too live Lou for that ass.
It just felt right to say.
Ashley looking at you like this corny ass nigga right here, man. We got a guest on our podcast today, ladies and gentlemen. Her name is Ashley. We're gonna introduce her in 1 second. But before we do, y'all already know what I'm about to tell y'all. Y'all know that the best part about staying at home is doing what, Lou? Is playing at home. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you go to www.adameve.com. Again, that's www.adameve.com. You know that adameve.com is not a place where you're going to go find the story of how mankind happened. No, adameve.com is where you can get yourself some sex toys, get you some dick, get you some pocket pussies, get you whatever you need. But here's the best part about it. What you do is you use promo code FBOY. Again, that's promo code FBOY. So if you go to adameve.com and you use promo code FBOY, it's 50% off, ladies and gentlemen. It's 50% off. Not only is it 50% off, on top of that, you also get free shipping. So that dick coming for free, ladies. The dick is coming for free, all right? No pun intended. Please make sure you go to adameve.com, man, and enjoy yourself. Also, Lou, what else we got coming up? Going on?
Yes. The highly anticipated. We have the next live podcast that we'll be doing with Bonfire Live on Wednesday, August 19th. That'll be at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tickets are only $5. You can buy tickets on the website bonfirealive.com. That's bonfirealive.com. Don't forget, we'll also have some very special guests on the show as well.
Nah, let's tell them the guests, Lou, because fuck that. This is the Fuckboy All-Star Show. It's the Fuckboy All-Star Show, Lou. Who's on the show, man?
Man, we got some great folks such as Fu Quan, a.k.a. Fu. We got the lovely.
A.k.a. Fu Williams.
Yes, sir, Fu Williams. We also have Melissa Ford on the show. So I know a lot of guys are going to be excited to have her and be able to interact with her on the show as well. We got my homeboy. I always mispronounce his last name. My man, Carl, a.k.a. Big Spit. Remind me of his last name real quick.
That's Quint Carl Spitali, a.k.a. Big Spit, man.
Yes, sir. We got him on the show and a list of others as well. So it's going to be a great show, man. We're going to have some really a really good time, some great interaction, man. So again, that's Wednesday, August 19th, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, man. Come check us out. Tickets are only $5.
Tickets only $5. All right. With that being said, we got our announcements out the way. All right, y'all, real quick, man. We got the very first guest on this podcast since Lewis joined the podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm actually going to just say her name, and I'm going to let her introduce herself and tell you about her. Ladies and gentlemen, and let's clap it up for Miss Ashley Simpoe, y'all. Ashley, give it up for her one time. Yeah. Lou, you're not clapping.
I'm clapping right now.
That's fucked up, Lou.
Yo, man. Ashley, I'm clapping for you, okay?
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Yeah. I wish I had I don't have an AKA like you guys. I guess Black Ashley, maybe.
Black Ashley?
Hot Mom. That's my name on Twitter. That's my name
AKA Hot Mom. Yeah.
Black Ashley. Because you know, did you watch Recess growing up, Ashley?
I did.
And there was
that's part of it.
Okay. All right.
It was a lot of Ashleys. And I was.
It was four of them. And one of them was black.
There you go. There's a lot of Black Ashleys in the world. And so
Ashley's very, I know a lot of Ashleys. I know a lot of fuck girl Ashleys out there, man.
Wow. That's a compliment
Hell no.
Ashley is top five fuck girl names. Fuck girl names. Ashley, Brittany, Tiffany. All right. Keisha. Tiffany's Keisha, right? And last but not least, this is very important too. This is a very, listen, Sierra. Ooh. That is a fuck girl named Sierra. A lot of girls named Sierra be, I don't know what it is about C and Era. Yeah. Yeah.
The funny thing is my sister's name is Brittany. So
it
is.
Hey, so Ashley and Brittany are fuck girls.
Yes.
Wow.
I'm sorry to burst your bubble.
Yeah,
but anyway, that's not what we're talking about today, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's get to the topic. I know we're live on Facebook right now, and people on Facebook are probably like, "Damn, like, when y'all gonna actually talk about the shit you want to talk about?" Here we go. Let's talk, Lou, Ashley. I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that people be single, right? We be single, right? And then we want somebody, right? We want somebody. We complain about not having nobody. And then we get somebody and we're scared to get into stuff because we've been hurt before.
Mm.
We've been hurt before, so we're scared to get into stuff. So why do we only look at the downside of what a relationship has to offer? Lou, let me tell you this, man. I've been doing comedy for 13 years, all right? And in comedy, as a comedian, I've learned, you know, I've had the thrill of victory. Right? I've had the thrill of victory, yes, but I've also dealt with the agony of defeat too, right? But at the end of the day, I do not let the agony of defeat stop me. I let the thrill of victory and how that felt continue me along my path of finding whoever it is for me.
Right.
So my question is, why are we always looking at the negative side of relationships? I've been hurt before. Because ladies and gentlemen, last I checked, outside of the hurt, relationships be lit as fuck. Am I right or wrong? Being in a relationship be fun. Lou, remember having inside jokes?
Yes.
Remember having inside jokes?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You got an inside joke with a girl you like. You got an inside joke. What's wrong with an inside joke? All right. Remember, y'all have, that's usually a lot of times when you in the relationship, that's your buddy, that's your friend, that's your pal, that's your right hand, whoever.
Yes. Guy or friend.
Yeah. So why is it that we allow the negativity of what sometimes relationships brings to say, okay, I'm not, like, we don't be like that with job. We don't do that with nothing else in our lives. The only thing we do that is with relationships.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And I'm here to tell y'all, let's stop that. And man, I'm going to talk to you. Fellas, you're going to get hurt. There's going to be a fuck girl named Ashley that breaks your heart. What you need to do, my guys, is to dust yourself off and try again.
Tell them.
You know what I'm saying?
Tell them.
At the end of the day, it's not about why. Like, my thing is, I can always think of thousands of reasons why not to do something. But I can always tell you there's always one reason why you should. Let's talk about this, Lou. Relationships be lit. But let's get Ashley on first. Go ahead. Let's talk about this.
I want to understand, like, what is giving someone pause? Like, are they saying, I need to work through some issues before I can be in a relationship because I was hurt? I'm not mad at that. But just being afraid of commitment because somebody else did you dirty, that's living in fear and blocking your blessing and all that other stuff. But like, if you're just trying to like take a minute because you went through some things and you don't want to bring that into the next relationship, I'm for that. I think that's okay to take a minute.
I think that's
actually hurt people.
I agree. And that's important. You know what I'm saying? So I do understand taking a minute to yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, let me ask you this. Are you even dating? Like if somebody fucked you over,
No, but I'm a grown woman and sometimes people don't.
Say that again, Ashley. Say it again, Ashley. Say that shit again.
I'm just saying.
Say it again.
Grown men, grown women know when they need to sit down. And so if you've been through some things and you need to process it and talk to your therapist or whoever and figure it out, that makes sense to me. I think that's okay. That's necessary. But I don't think everybody realizes that about themselves. And I know in my younger years, I definitely was like, let me just, and just the next person was, you know, annihilated by the trauma. So, I mean, you have to recognize your trauma and check it sometimes and figure it out before you bring the next person along.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.
Lou, real quick, I'm going to bounce it to you real quick, but here's where I'm going to bounce it at, right?
Okay.
All right. So we know why not to get in a relationship. Let's talk about why should we get into a relationship. All right. Lou, tell me about some good, give me your last relationship. What were the good things that y'all had going on? Give me some good things.
I mean, you already named one, right? You had the inside joke, but like some of the, another good thing is I remember, especially in that phase, like when we first got together, like how excited we were to see each other. When we would be gone at work all day and that moment when one of us would come home and you look at each other and that huge smile would come across each other's faces, man. And you just wait to like, whether it's just sit on the couch and like watch your favorite show or like, you know, get something to eat or just go for a ride. Like you're excited just to see that person and happy to see him. Like, even if they don't live close to you, like you live in LA, right? Say if I live in downtown LA and my girl lives in Van Nuys, I don't care how much gas money costs. I'm coming to come pick you up because I want to see my baby. I want to spend some time with you.
Aww.
So that time of wanting to spend time with your girl and just having fun with your girl and actually enjoying to be around her family in the beginning and getting to know her and getting to know her family, like those things are fun, man. And I remember those things in my previous relationship that just made the experience, you know, especially in the early stages, like just so, man, just so fun and so lovable about a relationship, you know?
Hey, real quick, Ashley, I'm going to jump to you 1 second, but Lou, I'm smack right now. And
really? You smack?
Yeah, I'm smack right now.
Really?
But listen, Ashley, if you don't know what smack is it's weed lemonade, all right? It's weed lemonade.
What?
So yeah, we got, you know, we got.
You shipped to New York?
She has so much joy.
I do sip to New York. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to sip you some, but so there's different kinds of smack. There's regular smack, and then there's super smacked, right? But then for certain cities, I got certain things. So like for the Bay, I got hella smacked. For you in New York, I got dumb smacked. You know what I'm saying? And then and for my Philly niggas, I got gone smacked. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That being said, though, I'm smacked. And I got to bring it back to this because I already won the bet. Lou, I remember fucking.
Yeah.
Relationship sex is better. Listen.
Yes.
Relationship sex is better than fly you out random bad bitch sex.
Yes.
Relationship, because I'm gonna tell you why relationship sex is better. Me, I'm a hand holding.
Yes.
I'm a hand holder during sex. All right. I can't handhold with you. I can't hold hands with you hoes. All right. I can't hold hands with you hoes. You know what I mean? Like, yo, that's what great fucking, you know, that's why I don't understand why we're so angry at relationships. Like, yo, let's be honest. Like, best sex you ever had, let's go round robin. Has it been in a relationship? Me, yes. You, Lou?
Yeah, I would have to say yes, absolutely. Yes.
Ashley. 100%. Best sex you ever had was in a relationship. Man. So then why are we so scared to get into a relationship? Like, yo, the most fun for me in a relationship outside of sex, outside of having inside jokes, I'm gonna give you the best part about it, right? The best part about being in a relationship is I always got plans. I always, unless we say otherwise, but like, right. Think about it like that. When you buy, like, okay. All right, Ashley, who's your favorite artist?
Oh man. Favorite?
Okay.
Right down.
Let's just whoever first one comes.
Let's just say you like Ari Lennox. Let's say you like Ari Lennox. I'm sorry. Bust it. Anyway. So you like Ari Lennox. I know I like Ari Lennox. If I'm in a relationship, first of all, when we go to a concert, I'm always buying two tickets, right?
Yes.
Who else am I going to see fucking Ari Lennox with if I'm in a relationship? I know I don't got to look for a concert buddy.
Exactly.
I already got one. Ladies and gentlemen who listen to this podcast, when I go out on tour next year, starting March 7th in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Helium Comedy Club with Touré and Lou with my opening acts, right? When you get a relationship, see what I did there? You get into a relationship by March 7th, right? You can buy two tickets to see us, right?
Yes.
And you got somebody to go see Clint Coley with.
Yes.
You got somebody, like, you don't have to ask unless, like, they busy and then you're not going to take it personal if your partner can't go. Either you sell the tickets or if it's somebody you really like that is, like, Ari Lennox is romantic. You can't go see Ari Lennox with another chick. You know what I'm saying? No. Can't do that. Can't do that. No. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You can't go with your bestie to see her. No. All right. But now if we going to see like Currency or some shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Like me and Lou like Currency. But if I get two Currency tickets, I'm taking my lady.
As you should.
And then if she can't go, then it's like, all right, well, me and Lou gonna go.
Right. Right.
Ashley, what's your favorite things about being in a relationship?
I like the sexting in the beginning is always
sexting?
Funny, like in the beginning.
Wait a minute. Ashley, you send nudes?
Yes. To my man? Yes. 100%.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I love you.
Hell yeah.
I love you, man. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Me too. She's so happy about it. I love it.
Oh. Yeah, like you were like, wait a minute. Let's bring this back real quick. What kind of so when you send nudes, like are you like a lazy nude? Like, or are you like I'm going out?
Yeah.
What is a late? I need
to. What's the? Like, okay, so like me, if I'm in a relationship, like I'm sending dick gifs, or whatever. So you know, my shit gonna be. You gonna see that? You gonna see when I'm sending when I like if I'm in a relationship, I'm sending dick gifs. Or just.
Wow.
You casting it out.
That's me. That's the. You know what I mean? With the body butters. I use the body butters so I don't have an ashy penis in the. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So I use my homegirl Tish body butters. I use the body butters, lather my penis up, and I send the. Dick.
Oh my God!
All right, my bad. You. So that's what I mean. That's not a lazy nude. I put. I put thought in it.
Yeah. That's a lot of production. That's production value. Yeah.
Right.
So I mean, I don't create any like GIFs. I haven't done that yet. Maybe I'll explore that next. But
right.
I'm just doing a selfie.
Okay.
Out the shower. Maybe you know you he might put a request in for something. I'll oblige. So.
You take requests.
I take requests.
So your nudes are like a nigga. Your nudes are like a nigga favorite song.
I mean, if he's like, send me whatever, then I'll.
You gonna make that happen?
Yeah, if it's my man.
I mean, of course, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. In a relationship. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. Wow. That's wow. Amazing.
You are amazing. That is.
Lou over here in love, man.
Right, I got both my hands on my chin.
Lou over here want to send a dick gif.
Yeah. I'm over here like, and tell me more. Tell me more about that.
Why am I keep doing this?
Right. Will you please stop?
Anytime.
That's hilarious. Yo, somebody record this video. If you watch it on Facebook, right? If somebody please record this video. Somebody please. No, but okay. So you like the sex thing in the beginning. Sex thing is fun. Yeah. Now, are you a sexter before he gets the pussy or after he gets the pussy? Because it's like before you get the pussy, sexting is better to me.
I'm not going to send you any nudes before we actually fuck.
Right.
But are you going to say like, yo, I'm trying to sit on that dick. Like, are you that?
Yes.
Ooh.
100%. But I like, especially in the beginning, I'm just being honest. Like, I'm going to be real with you so you know what's happening. So, no, I'll say, I like the beginning, leading up to it, teasing each other. You know, you make time, you find time to talk to each other. I love the fluid, like, frequency in the beginning. And it's always fun and sexy and, you know.
I think that people don't take enough. I don't think that we really dive into how much fun, you know, the beginning part of talking to somebody is.
Yes.
Like, that's really what the long start is. If we really want to get down into the nitty gritty, like, yo, like, you know, like, think about it. Like, we don't really be getting excited about meeting motherfuckers no more. You know what I'm saying? You meet a motherfucker and it's just like, all right, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, people forget like that part of a relationship is still important. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, yeah, man, like, yeah, niggas and bitches, according to social media and whatever, ain't shit. Niggas ain't shit. Bitches ain't shit. Everybody ain't shit. Whatever. All
right. Right.
But then you know what? You run into a motherfucker who probably is shit. You know what I mean? Or you run into somebody who does make you happy. You run into somebody that does make you laugh and does do the things that you post to these fucking memes. I hate that. You ever have a girl you talking to post a meme about some shit you actually doing? I love men who send me playlists. Bitch, what the fuck did I just send you yesterday?
Right.
Now, granted, I get it. You just don't want my playlist. Say that. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's like, yo, like there are, and we be like, oh, I'm scared because, you know, let's start reminiscing about fun shit. You know what I'm saying? So Ashley, you said you like the sex. What else do you like, man?
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
I like the curiosity in the beginning. Like, you're asking a lot of questions, you get to know each other, family background, all the stories.
Yeah.
You know, you don't really do that as much once you kind of get into it. Although I think you should. But in the beginning, there's all that.
True.
Just getting to know each other. I like that. And I like that everybody is kind of, you make more time for each other. I feel like you kind of center getting to know that. If you really like that person and you make time to see them, you make time to talk to them and get on the phone or whatever.
Listen, if I like you, I'm on the phone with you. We on the phone all day if we can't see each other.
All night, right?
We on the phone all day. We just talking. We ain't gotta do shit. We just talking. We on the phone and we just talking. Like, I remember Jermaine Dupri got this song that I'm put in a link in the bio. A lot of it's an album cut from his album Instructions that came out in 2001 that had Welcome to Atlanta on it, and it had some that had Ballin' Out of Control with Nate Dogg. Remember that song, Lou? Ballin' Out of Control.
Vaguely.
But you remember Welcome to Atlanta. But on the
phone,
on that album, he got a song called Yours and Mine, and it's with Jagged Edge. And on the song, he's talking about like, getting matching shirts and, you know, like photo booth pictures. I never forget this, dog. I went out on a date with a chick. This was the most fun. We went to the Franklin Institute in Philadelphia, right? And all, for those of y'all that don't know, the Franklin Institute is like a science museum. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna say her name because we're friends, by the way. Jessica Ginyard. All right, Jessica Ginyard. Yeah, we say names on this podcast. AKA Shorty. That's what they call her. All right.
Okay.
So Jessica, we went to high school together. We've known each other since high school, right? So like in the late 2000s. So right after high school, like right before I moved to New York, I was still living in Philly or whatever. She was like, yo, I want to take you on a date. I want to take you on a date. Let me take you on a date. She's like, finally, all right, nigga, you can take me on a date. Mind you, we're talking, we having great conversation leading up to the date. We get to the Franklin Institute, nigga, and we have a ball. And the Franklin Institute, if you're from Philly, and if you're in the comments on Facebook, you're from Philly, you know what I'm talking about in the Franklin Institute. Franklin Institute is lit T. There's a heart, and you can like walk inside the heart and you hear the heartbeat. You know, it got all types of like dope. And I don't even like science, but this shit is fun and interactive. All right. It's a place where you can be kids again. You know, ain't nothing more romantic than being kids with your girlfriend or your boyfriend. Now, with that being said, we reliving our fucking childhood. We sliding down sliding boards. Then we take pictures in the photo booth. Top five date ever. I'm thinking, all right, we about to, you know, shit. Nigga, when I tell you I never heard from her for like a year and a half, I ain't hear from her for a year and a half.
Why?
And when I asked her.
There's got to be a reason.
Right, yeah.
When I asked her, she said, Clint, she said, and Jessica, let me know if I'm telling the truth. She said, yo, I had too much fun on that fucking date. And it scared me. And granted, to give her a pass, we were 21, 22 at the time. We were very young. So I'm not going to hold that against her. We're immature. You know what I'm saying? But she was like, yo, I had too much fun on that date. I had too much fun because, yo, I remember. Oh, and we didn't just, oh, shit, nigga. Oh, we didn't just, because I just, there was a second part of the date, too. Not only did we go to the Franklin Institute, yo, right after the Franklin Institute, like, I remember so the next day, my boy Gianni Lee, very, very famous artist right now, my boy Gianni Lee, he was having a party. He throw parties at Hibachi restaurant in South, or on the waterfront, right? He was having a party. I never forget. Her and I went to the party together. Like, this was the first time, like, we got, like, dressed. Like, we both would put on nice shoes. I had on a nice shirt. I had on a tie at this party. Like, I find, like, you know how niggas be like, let's do some grown and sexy shit?
Yeah.
We thought this was grown and sexy. You know what I'm saying? Would that be... Next thing you know, man, but after that, she ghosted me, man. She's like, I had too much fun, and I didn't know how to process that, and I didn't know how to handle that, because I just got done dealing with somebody where we were friends, and I lost my best friend. I'm like, damn.
That sounded a little weird to me at first before you gave that last piece of context, because normally it's the guy that's saying that. It's like, yo, I had too much fun.
I was scared.
But like to hear that, you know, that the woman said that is actually like something new for me. But when you get that context, I actually understand why. Like, I have met women that are afraid of like getting involved with somebody that they cool with because they are afraid of losing that, you know, that that friendship.
Right, right. So Lou McPherson just said, "What the fuck is too much fun?" Ashley, can you explain that to me? Maybe you're a woman. I don't know. And I'm not saying that you've done this or anything like that. But let me ask you this: what is too much fun? Because to me, as I'm 33 now, to me that means I don't like you. That's what that means.
No, I don't think that means I don't like you. I think that means I'm aware of myself. I know that I'm not ready for this and I like it too much. So I take that as someone being very self-aware. Maybe they could be bullshit and just throwing something out there, but I think for the most part, I try to give people the benefit of the doubt and trust them at their word. And I would say that someone who is aware that they can't handle what was just possibly put on the table and maybe saved you some heartache in the long run.
Well, here's the thing that I think we need to get across too. And Lou, maybe you could chime in and talk about this, because I know that you're very, because I mean, I'm not trying to put your business out there, but Lou, you casually date. Like you don't, and not to say that you hoeing or nothing like that. But when I say Lou casually dates, I mean like Lou will, you know, be on a date. Like it's a date. That's what it is. Yeah. And I think a lot of times people take a date or having fun on a date or like thinking that's like, oh, like we're about to get married. And it's like, nah, we just had fun.
Right.
Why can't we just have fun again? You
but
like
some people
me.
Wear their heart on their sleeve though. And maybe it would be a lot for them. They would take it further than maybe you would have taken it.
Right. I mean, Lou, look, tell me what you think, Lou. Give me what you feel about that.
Well, I mean, as far as your particular situation, like, you know, when she said, like, hey, I had too much fun, I definitely felt like how you did when you're like, hey, like, yo, like, she don't like me. She's not interested. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, for me, when I think about, like, yo, if you really enjoy this time with somebody, like, man, you might want to try to pursue it. To your point, though, again, like, yeah, I do casually date because on the flip side of that, I do have a fear of relationships. And it's a little bit of mix. I have a fear of relationships or a fear of commitment, but also at the same time, at this point right now, I don't desire to be in a relationship either. You know what I'm saying? And so like I date because I do at times need that companionship. But again, I'm also not being a hoe at the same time. I'm not having sex and sleeping with everybody that I spend time with. I just don't move like that. But I do want to get out. Yeah, I do want to get out and have like companionship every once in a while. And like I do try to be straight up and say like, hey, I'm not really looking for anything right now. And at times I go through periods where I won't date anybody at all just because I don't want to take anybody through a potential situation where they feel like they're going in a up and down roller coaster just because I know how I can be. Like I can be present one moment and I can be not present the next. So it's a tough balance for me, but going back to your original point, like, yeah, if somebody tell me that they got a lot of fun with me, which I've definitely have been in that situation before, I just feel like, all right, she's not interested. And, you know, now it's like, all right, now I got to figure out how to remove my feelings from the situation. And
that is the hard part. But I just think that we just so scared, man, of shit. And I'm just like, yo, like, it's like, and you just said you have a fear, you got a fear of relationships. Like, all right, you know, let me ask y'all this then. All right. If people out there who have fear of relationships and fear of stuff, right? Like we're this generation, Ashley, I don't know how old you are, but I'm assuming we're all in the same age bracket. You know what I'm saying? Our generation is pushing mental health. Our generation is pushing going to therapy. Like I got a therapy session, you know, I have a therapy session twice a week. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and so one therapist that I'm seeing is just my normal therapist that I always talk to. But another one that I'm seeing right now is I'm seeing a grief counselor. You know what I'm saying? Dealing with grief and shit. You know what I'm saying? Good. And with that being said, like, why don't we see therapists about like love? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why don't we, and I'm not saying to see a relationship, but see a therapist about love. And if you say you did, I would love to hear. And actually that'll lead us into our next topic too.
Do you mean see a therapist to recover from a previous heartbreak? Or do you mean to like get through your relationship that you're in?
Like No, a previous heartbreak. So like, let's say somebody broke your heart. Let's say somebody fucked you over. Like if some, like we don't like, okay. Like I've experienced heartbreak twice in my life. One from a girl and one recently. Right. And you know, the one heartbreak that I experienced from a girl, I didn't go to therapy about it. What I did was I wrote about it. That was my therapy. You know what I'm saying? I laughed about it. I joked about it. And my question is, let's have the conversation of if somebody really, like, let's say, ladies, you gave 11 years a sacrifice, you know, and a nigga just left you at the drop of a dime. You know what I'm saying? So you know what I mean? Like, let's just say you're done crying. You're not going to cry. You're not going to cry. No more. No, you're not going to cry.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. Everybody needs some variety in life. That's what I love about Chumba Casino. They know how to keep things fresh and exciting. All their games are free to play. Like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire. You can claim free daily login bonuses too. And they release new games every week. So spice things up with ChumbaCasino.com now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
You're not, because you're not worth her tears. I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. That was
beautiful. Some of y'all get it. You know, you young niggas sit that joke out. With that being said, though, at what point do you say, let's go to therapy about it? Let me go to therapy about that. Let me go to therapy about somebody who broke my heart. Ashley, you said you have experience with that. Talk to me.
Yeah. I had a relationship that was just, we were in the relationship too long. And it was a little bit emotionally abusive. Type of shit. When you're in a situation like that, you start to doubt your own self. And I just had to. I felt really broken down, and I didn't want to carry that into the next chapter, whatever the next chapter was going to be. So I started seeing a therapist specifically to get past that, and it was a really good decision. It was really a really good. Because you get in your own mind too much when you're in a situation like that, and you need somebody to say, pull yourself out of it. You know, she helped me remember how to set boundaries differently, remember how to fill myself back up and just spend time with myself. It was so necessary.
Okay. Now I'm gonna expand on that real quick. My bad, Lou. Give me one second. If you don't mind, do you mind sharing, you are divorced. Do you mind sharing that? I'm asking if you mind sharing that. It's already been shared, right?
The fuck, are you okay?
You know what I mean? But if you don't mind me asking, and you don't have to go too far. I guess I'm asking in the sense of, a situation that may happen in your marriage that made you say, or something that happened that says, damn, I'm carrying this on other niggas. Can you give us something like that? Or do you mind,
I would say, honestly, it's funny because my marriage ending was more like us realizing that we didn't vibe peacefully enough to create a harmonious home for our son. And we're better off as friends. Honestly, me and my son's father are our friends, right?
Okay.
The relationship I had to go to therapy over was after that. It was the next relationship that I got into. And so I feel I felt there was a lot of him withdrawing affection and emotion. And it made me feel really needy. And I wanted to get past that. I didn't want to bring neediness into a relationship because that's not my personality. It was a very weird space for me to be in already. I was who is this person who needs all this attention? And so I really needed to fill myself back up because that relationship made me feel like it was codependent. It was just
and you was empty.
It was just, I really did. I felt and that's not who I am. And I was pushing friends away. I was alone a lot. It just wasn't me. I needed to get back to myself. So I spent a lot of time alone, and I'm glad that I did because I ended up meeting somebody at a party randomly. And I feel like had I not been okay with myself and gone through the process of space and time and learning and all of that, I would have probably said to him, we had too much fun. I can't,
right. I probably, but then are y'all still having fun?
We're still having fun.
Yeah.
Still having fun. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to y'all.
Lou, chime in real quick. Thank you. Talk to me, man.
No, I was actually just going to go back to the piece around, going to therapy, because I feel like that's something that I've you killing me with them shoulders, man. I feel like that's something that I should have done quite some time ago, man, just because of stuff that I deal with, on a personal level, some of it being scars coming from my last relationship, and I just need to get myself right before I even get into another situation. I think me, man, I'm a little intimidated by the process of choosing a therapist because it kind of intimidates me. I'm I want to make sure I get the right one or whatever. But for me, I think some of my issues, man, is there's two things I kind of just think of off the top of my head. Is one, there's a time period where I felt I don't know if I'm good enough or worthy enough to be, in a relationship with somebody. And then the second piece, it was just kind of women, a lot of women are attracted to me via, via my personality, right? And so, like, because I'm an outgoing guy. I'm a
you
funny
ain't
guy.
That. You're not. Like, stop this. Like, I'll play.
Damn. Oh, okay. No,
I'm playing, Lou.
A lot of women are trying to.
Yes. No, Lou, you have an awesome person. Right? If I was a woman, I'd date you.
I appreciate that, boss. Yeah, so, like,
but was that gay? Was that gay, y'all? Was that gay?
We're not gonna take it as such. I knew what you meant.
Okay. All right.
But there's another part of me that I'm very quiet, very reserved, like
you
very
are, chill, yeah.
right? And yeah. so, like, a part of me is like has a fear of like, okay, if I show my side where I'm not like that all the time, will that individual still have the same amount of interest in me as mm-hmm. they do when I'm like, you know, like this, and you know, the light that's beaming yeah. out, you know, socially, you know, will that person still be like, oh, okay, no, I just know this is just another part of Lou and I can appreciate that too. So part of that scares me too, or makes mm-hmm. me a little nervous too. And those are things that I know I need to work on, you know, before I get into a relationship. Cause that's going to be something that I think of in the back of my head, you know, so.
That's a process though, to get through those kinds of thoughts. But also yeah. like, if somebody if someone can't appreciate your complexities,
looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
And like, you're quiet or you're outgoing, you're bold yeah. or whatever. That's like a natural filter. If they can't fuck with you, then fuck them. Like, if that's not, if they can't.
Well, fuck them, yeah. Damn, fuck them.
If they can't see the beauty in who you are, then that's definitely not somebody you want to
see. Actually, I wish we was on it. We got to go live on Instagram after this. You and me, they going to love you.
Yeah,
fuck them. Just fuck them, you know? Fuck them then, you know? Fuck them.
I have fully leaned into the process of the universe will show me what I need to see when I need to see it. And
you got crystals and bath salts over there, don't you?
I'm not saying nothing about it.
She do. I see a crystal on the nightstand.
I see one too, yeah. I see some Palo Santo, all that, yeah. You look like, look at you got a muumuu on in this.
Not a muumuu.
Nigga, Moo pussy is amazing.
Yes, it is.
Umu pussy is yes, top is. Five pussy.
Yes,
absolutely.
It is.
Moo, yes, nigga, is. If I, because you a mom, you gotta have a moo. You have right. to have a moo. There's
it's
no
essential.
Way.
We like to be comfortable.
Yeah, like, yeah, cause like when you wearing a muumuu, you ain't got with no bra,
nope.
You ain't got no drawers on. It's just
nope.
muumuu, and then muumuu. That's the best thing about muumuu. Like, you know what I mean? Like you muumuu, 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 boo there, muu, muu, out there. Muu, muu. Nigga, I'm smacked, y'all.
Yes, you are, and I love it.
Oh man. You know what's interesting though? We talk about trauma, right? And we talk about, you know, and this is not the trauma episode, but, you know, we talk about, you know, why, you know, like what are the good things about the relationship? And then we talk about some of the bad things and things that we're still healing from. One of the things that I really want to drive home on this episode, especially on this topic, we have to do a better job. And listen, every podcast that talks about relationships, every website that talks about relationships, everybody always says at the end of the day, it's about communication. That's all y'all say. Y'all can say whatever you want. It's always communication, communication, communication. We know that, all right? We know that. The problem is, are we applying that? I say all of that to say, though, is that one of the things that I really want to drive home is, you know, look, we get into an argument. It's not over, all right? We disagree. The relationship is not over. Like, we got to stop thinking, or we got to stop feeling, even if we're still, let's rewind. My bad. Let's rewind. Let's even just say we're in a talking phase. Let's say we're not even in a relationship. We're in a talking phase. That's when you find out really what y'all about. Mm. When you're in the talking phase and y'all disagree, that's when you find out what the fuck y'all really about. Because now you have to handle conflict resolution with somebody that you don't really got that much, that your ties aren't with them. It's one thing when you're in a relationship and you argue, you love that person. So at the end of the day, you know you're going to talk to them again. But now let's talk about, let's reel it back and let's talk about, because a lot of us aren't getting in relationships because we see signs of things that used to happen that we're like, oh, no, 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 no.
Yeah.
Which is fair and unfair to a certain extent, right? Because actually, yeah. Let's just say you do shit that a girl in my past did. But if I don't tell you you do it, how do you know you do it? And maybe you're not trying to do it intentionally.
Right. Or there's context. Maybe there's a reason.
Or maybe you're open to changing your behavior and saying, I'm sorry that I've done that. That was not my intention. You know what I'm saying? And again, we can always go back to communication, but why are we quick to throw somebody away after one argument when you're talking?
I mean, I think a lot of people are being taught to trying to be more aware of red flags, right? You always hear that conversation. Yeah. Watch for the red flag. Watch for the red flag. And when they see something that was presumably that was looked at as being toxic, you know, in their previous relationship, they're like, oh, shoot. They have that association. All right, I'm seeing that again. It's time to run away as fast as I can. I can't be a part of this because it's toxic. Yeah. It's a red flag. And I think when people see that, those are some of the reasons why people, you know, start to give up prior to, instead of just trying to move forward with it and see is there a reason why I'm getting this result? You know, so it's easier to flee.
Ashley, if you was about to say something, I'm sorry. Give me 1 second because I'm about to hold myself accountable for 2 seconds.
Okay.
I'm gonna go to a relationship that I talk about. One of the relationships I talk about, my ex, you know, she cheated on me, blah, 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 right? Now, when I really dug deep into that relationship, right? She shouldn't have been talking to me from the rip. She saw a red flag in me. And I'm gonna tell y'all exactly what the red flag was. She saw a red flag in me and ignored it early in our relationship. So I'll never forget, her and I, we're dating. We're at my dad's house. And man, me and my dad had said something to me, got mad, and me and my dad, she saw me go there. You know what I'm saying? She saw me in a very dark space. She saw me in a space that I was ready to beat my dad ass. That's how mad I was at this nigga. You know what I'm saying? And my bad, Pop. You know, I mean, look, we always fought. You know what I'm saying? I'll tell that story in a little bit too. But anyway, my dad, you know, we was about to fight one day, and she watched me get mad and was like, "Yo, that's scary. I don't like somebody who gets that angry that fast. That, you know what I'm saying? That rage can get you killed, right? Or that rage can also get me killed. Because, yeah, you're yelling and screaming and blah. Yeah, you didn't put your hands on nobody, but that's how it starts. That's how it starts. Motherfuckers who are women beaters, it starts with, yeah, you know what I'm saying? And then it escalates. She saw the red flag and she actually brought it to my attention. Now, she saw it 3 more times after that. You know what I'm saying? Now, granted, you know what I'm saying? That's not why, that's part of why we broke up. I will admit that. And that was my fault in that relationship. But also, I didn't know that I had an anger issue at that point either. And I didn't know that I was bipolar at that point either. You know what I'm saying? But what I am saying is that, you know, in her defense, she should have left me alone after she saw that red flag. Because sometimes that is who the motherfucker is. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes that is who, and at that point in my life, that is who I was. You know what I'm saying? And I can say that I've been on the giving end of being the red flag and she didn't do anything about it. And that's that, in hindsight, she should have stopped fucking me a long time before that.
Wow. But I want to know what was your response when she brought that up to you? Were you aware of it?
I was aware that I get angry fast. I wasn't trying to get professional help though.
Okay.
I was like, I could work on it when I'm in that moment, I could just do a better job. You know what I'm saying? And then but I ended up deciding I got to go see somebody and I need to get checked the fuck out because this ain't it. You know what I'm saying? But I guess, man, my thing is that when I say and Ashley, I'm going to throw this to you. I just want to know, okay, you're dealing with a guy. Do you remember the guy that you're having fun with right now? Do you remember, were y'all first disagreement? Were y'all in a relationship or were y'all just talking?
The only disagreement I can remember that was significant, we were already in a relationship. Before that, I think we had like minor things.
Okay, but your first big one.
Minor things. First big one, we were in a committed relationship by then.
Okay.
But I will say this. The little things that did come up before, we talked about it. And we were transparent with each other and mm-hmm. honest and vulnerable, which was mm-hmm. hard to do. And because we were able to do that, that's why it even like progressed, is because I could see that if something comes up, we can just talk about it. And I realized that I need people in my life who see the best in people and not, and don't assume the worst. And because he was that way, we
were right, able to right, get right, to the next right. phase. Lou, yeah. Lou, what about you?
I just feel like, man, I'm trying to remember the last argument I have. It's been a while for me since I've been in an argument with somebody I've been in a relationship with. But for me, most of the time, like, you know me, I'm a forgiving person, man. Like, if I get in an argument with you, that's not the end for me, man. Like, we're going to work it out. Like, we're going
to... Yeah, I guess, but my thing is, like, at what point, let me ask you this. Like, okay, Lou, you dating a chick. You dating mm-hmm. a chick. Yeah, At what point is it? I'm done with this chick versus okay, it was just one. It was one, or we're having one or two disagreements, and you know, like at what point? Where's the defined line? You know what I'm saying?
I think if the arguments come too frequently, and if the subject matter is like petty stuff, like why do you drive like that? Why do you eat your ice cream like that? Like stuff like that. Like if we arguing about stuff like that on like a daily basis, like, all right, I can't be in this anymore.
So every day it's something new.
Yeah, it's something new.
You know why you eat your ice cream like that?
Why you eat your ice cream like that? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I had a girl ask me why I walk like that. You know, yeah. Anybody that's ever seen me walk, I have a very distinct George Jefferson walk. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, you do.
And this girl was like, why the fuck you walk like, I hate the way you walk. I said, well, then watch me walk out your life, bitch. Well, we're moving on now. To another chick. This bitch like the way I walk. This place like the way I step. No, I'm sorry. Anyway, walk right out your life, nigga.
Right, I'm out of here.
My bad, but go ahead. Yeah,
no, I don't like that's all you. Good. You know, but yeah, like petty stuff like that, as opposed to like, you know, like serious conversations that, you know, you guys have a disagreement upon. But yeah, once it gets like petty and daily and just randomly stuff like that, like, peace, I'm out of here, man. I'm out of here. I'm definitely out of here, yo.
I'm fucking out of here, man. Yeah, don't talk to me, man.
You out of my
life.
You
know what I mean?
I feel like the petty things, depending on who the person is and how deeply you're involved, but like the petty things can also be like, there's something underneath that could be much bigger. That's the underlying issue for petty stuff.
Well, you better tell
like
me.
Like, y'all saw that, like the video, there's like a woman standing outside of the car and the yeah. mom and the
yeah,
car.
We saw that. That's a serious argument. Oh, that's a serious conversation though.
It is. But there's definitely something underlying. It can't just be
oh, definitely.
About,
it ain't about the fucking car.
The
yeah.
arrangement. Like there's other shit right. going on. So
she just don't like. Because my thing is that if my mom likes my girl, like there's no issue. Like,
no.
She don't like you. She don't like you, right. sis. She don't like.
And
she
then why?
And
then,
I hate you.
Yeah.
She hates your personality. She hates your cooking. She
and
hates
why?
Your don't, everything.
Pay attention to
I don't like that
why
bitch.
Why would your
that's,
mom not
right.
like your girl? That's important. That's important to focus
right.
on.
Right. You know, but yeah, man, I think, you know, I'm going to just say this. I don't think that we should get rid of each other after a couple of arguments, man, if we just start talking. And like I said, it depends on what we now. I will say this. There are things that we are not going to argue about. And it is, if we do argue about that, I'm out of here. So, sis, if you talking to me and you saying if we, you know, again, I've made this very clear on this podcast. If we're having a conversation about R. Kelly and I hear you say some shit like, oh, them bitches knew what they was doing, I'm out. All right. If we're talking about race relations, if you say black on black crime, I'm out. If you tell me like that, well, why was he doing If you're a victim, if you're a victim blamer, if you blame the victim on anything, rape, it, I don't, we don't need, it's not, what are we arguing about?
Yeah, I think too, man, another piece, like if you find yourself arguing with somebody and from a standpoint of like, if they are, you say this a lot, Clint, like if they are arguing with you to win, as opposed of arguing with you, like,
you know, say that one more time.
If someone is arguing with you to win, that's not
that ain't the
place
it
you want to be in. Like
that ain't it.
When you argue, like obviously
that ain't
it. There's two opposing thoughts or two opposing ideas, right? So the key, at least in my opinion, is that you want to try to understand the person that you're talking to. Like, why? What is their viewpoint? Like, try to understand right. where they're coming from, and vice
Absolutely.
Versa. And then try to work to a resolution to be able to figure out, like, okay.
You just arguing, trying to, like, now I ain't gonna lie. There be times, Ashley, I'm gonna tell you what I be doing. I ain't gonna hold you. There be times where I be fucking, I be in an argument and shit. And, you know, she thinks she about to get hit with all these facts. Like, Lou, you ever be arguing with a chick? You like, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's like a battle rap. It's like a battle rap. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
your girl talking to you, you like, yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Yeah. That was cool. Now, that was cool.
Yeah.
That was cool. You say that was cool. You know what I'm saying? All right. Well, you know, I hear what you're saying.
Right.
And I'm not going to argue back.
Yeah. But
let me hit you with these motherfucking facts. Number one, like I can't, like, so I know, like, you know, like you ever be in an argument and you know you about to be right? Nigga, yes. Checkmate.
Yes, absolutely.
I can't wait. I ain't gonna hold you. I'll be like, you done?
You can't wait to get it out.
You can't done? Wait. You done?
Did you finish right. or is you done?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But that's not doesn't mean that I'm trying to be right. That just means that I know that I'm right in that situation. And ladies, y'all be the same way. Right. I happen to be right, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, we're not trying to, and when Lou means win, so here's a deal breaker for me. If we're arguing and you got to go below the belt, I ain't got nothing else to say to you. If we're going back and forth about an issue and you want to hit below, and you know what below the belt is. All of y'all know what below the belt is. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I never forget. I was recently arguing with a woman friend, and not like not on some fucking shit. Like, this is a girl I used to fuck. We're still, I guess we tried to be cool. She got mad at me or say, but during the thing, she was like, well, you need to go ask your dad. And I was like, oh, word?
Ooh. Oh.
She said, go ask your dad. I was like, all right, bet. And then I ain't got nothing to say to you after that. And that was like, That was like May. I was like, damn, really? That's what you're doing?
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods. Local flavors.
Like, come on. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that was unnecessary.
She sent me
a text message on my birthday saying, you know, blah, 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 blah. I'm sorry. Like, you ever hear that interlude on, wait a minute. There's an interlude on Jay-Z's In My Lifetime Volume 1. It's between Sunshine and Who You With. Like, there's one before Who You With, and there's one after Who You With.
Yes.
And then this chick is cussing him out, cussing Tata out on the phone. You want to take everything as a joke. You always want to fuck with me. Fuck you, nigga, blah, 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 right?
Yes.
And then, after you know, Who You With, more of the shows to get, more, then it's like, hey, how you doing? I just want to call in a party. All my hip-hop heads know that shit, man. Yeah. Anyway, man, she sent me a text message on my birthday. I'm like, I forgive you, but we still ain't
fucking. You're never going to forget.
But yeah. I don't like that. Ashley, do you hit below the belt?
No, I really don't. And I think I've seen where that can go. So I don't play with that at all. And I feel like in my current relationship, that was something that was mutually agreed upon early on. We're not going to be mean to each other.
Ooh,
we're not
yes.
going to disrespect each other.
Absolutely.
We'll take space before mm-hmm. we
Absolutely.
Go there. And,
Absolutely.
And it's okay to be like, you know what? I can't right now. I love you. We can talk later or something like that. Besides, because once you go in that direction and
once you go there, it's there.
Right.
You can't bring it back.
Like your respect is gone. Mm-mm. No.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, looking back on any situation I've ever been on with someone hit below the belt and it didn't stop right there, it only got worse. So, no, that's a hard stop.
Yeah, I mean, I like how you called out, like, y'all had a conversation about, like, yo, sometimes I'm just going to need my space. And so, like, if y'all get into it, you like, hey, look, fam, I'm not really feeling you right now. I'll rap with you
not
later.
Ready.
I'm cool with that. But I've been in situations where, like, we'll get into an argument and it's just cold shoulder. I don't know when the fuck we're going to talk again. Like, man.
Yeah, nah, you got to communicate that, man. Yeah, ain't no cold shoulder.
I don't
shoulder.
Like my, the cold shoulder. Yeah. I don't
my
like
ex,
the cold
my
shoulder
ex used to do that bullshit.
Anybody.
Yeah, mine
she
too.
Would just my ex would just not speak to me for like 2 days.
Right. I went through
so
that too.
I didn't and my so my therapist identified that as she called it what did she specifically say? It was emotional terrorism. And
emotional and terrorism.
Ooh.
You motherfuckers out here are emotional terrorists?
Yes.
Because you know that somebody it's important in a relationship to say I can't talk right now, but we can talk tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or give them some kind of, you know, there's like a expectation and a commitment to when we will talk or this matters to me. But to just be like, I'm not even going to give you eye contact right now. That shit hurts. That
yeah.
hurts.
100%.
Don't fuck with people's heart like that.
Right. Especially if they're trying to extend the olive branch to you, too.
Yeah.
Like, it's one thing if y'all both just not talking to each other. But it's another thing if I like say, hey, yo, you want, you know, can we talk? And I'll send you a text like, hey, look, I'm sorry. I miss you. Can we talk about this? Blah. And you just leave me on red or leave me on like that. And people get off on shit like that, too. Some of y'all get off on that. Like, you know, she saw your text message.
Yes.
I think people think they're trying to teach a lesson or something. Like, you never.
And you're not.
Again.
Yeah, you're not. You're not. Because, if you put me in a doghouse, bitch, I'm going to go fuck other bitches.
Yeah. Who else in the neighborhood?
Who else? What other dogs out here? What other female dogs is out here? Yeah. Since you're going to put me in a doghouse, there'll be bitches in the doghouse. Literally. Literally.
Look.
There are female dogs in the house. You know what I mean?
That's real talk.
I can't condone that. Yes, you can.
No. If you
roof,
try.
Roof. Roof. Fucking roof. You know what I mean? I know, that's fucked up. Anyway.
No, it ain't.
Real quick. Actually, I think people are going to really like you after this episode, man.
For sure, definitely.
They're really going to like you, man, especially you being the first guest we've had in a long time and women having a voice. And yes. being and I tell women all the time, when y'all come on this podcast, listen, I'm here to listen. We're not trying to argue with you, you know what I'm saying? And we want to talk. And again, it's not about being right. It's about getting it right, you know what I'm saying? You definitely right. dropped a lot of gems today, like an emotional terrorism. Like, that's big. Yeah. I've never looked at it like that. But you spoke
Normalize
about...
it.
Right. You also spoke about therapy after you know, things that went on in your relationship. I think you did something else therapeutic after your divorce. Would you like to share that with everybody and tell us what you did?
Oh, yeah. So
yeah, you
mean,
like, I did that, right? That was dope.
Yeah.
Man. I do this.
Yes, sir.
I mean, one of the hard things about divorce is kids, if you have them. And my son is a very smart young Black boy, and he had plenty of questions for me and his father, and you really have to be prepared for that conversation. And he pulled me aside one day and just like asked me all of these questions I wasn't prepared for. And I went looking for a resource, like, you know, and I was specifically looking for a resource that spoke to kids, you know, not just a blog about, you know, a blog post about divorce. And I came across this publishing company called A Kid's Book About, and they take very difficult topics and they break them down for kids, everything from like death, you know, self-esteem, racism, everything. And I didn't see anything about divorce, so I hit them up and I was like, hey, is this something that's on your, you know, that you're looking to like put out? I'm somebody who is looking for content like this. And the founder hit me back and was like, well, why don't you write it? So we put together a book, and I wrote a book with my son's questions in mind about how to talk to your kids, and specifically talking to kids about what divorce is. You know, and it's very real. You know, it's about like, this is a permanent decision your parents made, and it walks them through what that means. And I think that with for a lot of kids, when they're going through that, they feel alone, and you don't see a lot of representation of divorced families in TV and kids shows and stuff like that. So they feel left out. And I was really, really happy to be able to do something that spoke to normalize different families and different family structures. You know, we have two households. His dad's over there. I'm over here. We work together.
You know what? Time out real quick. Remember in Johnson's Family Vacation when Sid and his mom was, and they was divorced, and Bow Wow was like, we got to go all the way over here. Then we got to go all the way over there. And then we got to go all the way over here. And then we got to go all the way. Bow Wow's a good actor, low key, but go ahead. Finish what you were saying. But you're, yes, keep going. I'm sorry.
So the book is a kid's book about divorce. It's tagged on my Instagram page. You can go to kidsbookabout.com. They have a whole collection of different topics. That's what came from that, was that beautiful conversation. And it's been really...
Where can we find the book at?
Kidsbookabout.com is the website. If you find me on Instagram, Ashley Simpo, I'm Ashley Simpo on everything. It's tagged at the top of my bio, right in my my bio on Instagram. So,
all right. So what we're going to do is we're going to put the link to the book in the details of this episode of the podcast. So you know it's you know, when y'all listen to this, man, details of the episode is going to be there. And also, man, the first two people that say, "Yo, Clint, I want one," we're going to give you a free book. So we're going to give two free books. We're going to pay for two books, and we're going to send them out to two people. You know what I'm saying? So if you know, either hit me or hit Lou. All right. So hit me or hit Lou on Instagram or whatever, and just be like, yo, I want one. We know what you mean. First two people that do that. First person that hit me and first person to hit Lou gets the books.
If you know any parents going through it, if you have any friends that are going through divorce and they have kids, or honestly, just like any kid, because we should all understand our communities. So
absolutely,
they don't have to necessarily be the ones having empathy for their peers.
I agree. And we also want to support you, sister. You know, that's important to us too. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
And speaking of supporting sisters and stuff like that, Lou, please hit him with the Black-owned business of the week.
Hey, man. So let's get into it. Black-owned business of the week. So Love Lavender Shea is a Black-owned natural skincare company developed with fuck boys and fuck girls in mind. Each product is travel size, all right? Let me say that again. Each product is travel size. We have taken the basic idea of natural products and made them enjoyable and acceptable for everyday life. We spice things up around here. Let me say that again. We spice things up around here. For a limited time only, buy any product and use the code FUCKBOY. That's FUCKBOY, code FUCKBOY, and get two free samples of our most popular items. Head over to www.lovelavendershea.com to place your order today. You can also select a free sample on the butter or scrub of your choice. I'm going to give you guys that website one more time. That's www.lovelavendershea.com. Guys, please support your Black-owned businesses, all right?
Fuck all that supporting Black business shit, right? Go to Love Lavender Shea. Get your balls smelling right, fellas. All right, get some that butter too. For you. Stop being ashy out here, man. Take care of your skin. Women, listen, ladies, we already know you take care of your skin. We already know you're going to support Love Lavender Shea. We already know that. You're going to do that. But fellas, what's up with you, yo?
It can get lonely climbing Mount McKinley, so to entertain myself, I go to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, I can play hundreds of online casino-style games for free, like online slots, bingo, slingo, and more. Plus, I get a daily login bonus. It's just too bad that up here, I don't have anyone to share my excitement with. Woohoo! Woo-hoo!
Live the Chumba life anytime, anywhere. Play for free now at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Why you ashy out here? Just out here looking like the Gross Sisters from the Proud Family. Like, well, why are you ashy? They weren't blue. Them chicks was ashy. It was ashy. They didn't have no love, lavender shade.
I just found that out.
Come on,
they
man.
Was ashy.
It was ashy, and I don't want that for my brothers.
Well, I found out 2 weeks ago they was ashy, but yeah, I don't want that for my brothers either.
I don't want that for my brothers.
All right? Love lavender shade.
Love lavender shade. Real quick, Lou, what did you learn today? What did you learn today?
Oh man, so many things that we talked about today, man. But I think some of the key things I learned today is that I actually need to take. Going to therapy and seeing a therapist a lot more seriously because I feel like it'll help me in my development as I look to advance in my love life and in my personal life, man. So that's one thing I learned today, is taking that more seriously and take that step forward.
So, Ashley Simpo, what did you learn today?
Oh, man. I learned that we need to give each other a little more grace when we enter new relationship situations. And just look, we've all been through it. Okay. We need healthy Black relationships of all kinds. And so, you know, yes, it's a benefit to you and your community to get you some therapy and figure out how you can love again.
Man, if Ashley don't come through with these Afro puffs and his glowing skin, if she don't come through and drop some knowledge on us today. With the soft voice, with the Jill Scott voice. Come on, man. Talk about it. Thank you.
What a reference.
Amazing. All right. And then here's the last thing. Here's what I learned today. I learned that women appreciate a beautiful dick gif or gif. I think Ashley's going to get off the phone or get off this Zoom or get off this podcast. And she's going to immediately text the guy she's having fun with and say, hey, send me a GIF. And he's going to send a GIF back of like maybe Steve Carell being like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And she's going to be like, of your dick or boomerang. Send me a dick boomerang. All right. Women like a good dick boomerang. And fellas, use Love Lavender Shea's butter and put it on your dick and then send the boomerang.
Yeah, man, you can't be sending no dick pic in your dick.
Don't send
an
Ashley dick.
Yeah, have you ever gotten an Ashley dick pic, Ashley? Yes. Hey, first of all, you see that? You see that deep breath she just took? Luke?
That means she's got more than one.
She like motherfuck, man.
You can't be sending no dick pic in your joint. Yeah,
don't do that because we will put it in the group chat.
They'll put it in the group chat. They be like, look at this, man.
Sending me a piece of chalk.
Y'all see this?
Oh, my Lord. Sending me a piece of chalk. Nigga says you going to use that shit and draw a hopscotch fucking book. Woo!
Don't do that to yourself, fellas. Don't do it.
Yeah, man. No ashy dick pics. All right, real quick, man, before we go, just a couple of more of announcements because we know you guys don't listen to the podcast, don't listen to the announcements at the top. So we didn't do it in the middle, but whatever, man. Look, hopefully y'all fuck with us and you can listen to the announcements because this was a good episode. Anyway, first things first, the Fuck Boy All-Star Show is August 19th. Please get your tickets. The link is in the details of this episode. Also, the link is in my bio. The link is in the Advice from a Fuckboy bio. Please bring your ass. It's $5. We need everybody to witness that live podcast. So it's Bonfire Live. It's the Fuckboy All-Star Show. All your favorite guests. We're going to have Carl Spitali. We got Ryan Davis. We got Asia. We got Foo. We got Lex with the curls. We did ask Passport Cuddy to come. Passport Cuddy has it's her birthday, and she's going to be out of the country or shaking her pussy. With that being said, that's my girl. You know what I'm saying? She's going to be out the country shaking her pussy. So she won't be there. I know a lot of people on this podcast love Cuddy. So we love Cuddy too. Don't act like she wasn't as. She was definitely as. It's her birthday, and we want to send you a happy birthday, Cuddy. We love you. All right. So please make sure y'all go to www.bonfirelive.com and get tickets. It's $5 to our live show where we got the Fuckboy All-Star Show. The second announcement that I have to make real quick is, ladies and gentlemen, I know I've been talking about it for a long time. The World Series of Spades, my brand new show, is dropping September 1st. So by the time they listen to this podcast, I would have already done the screening. But we're going to sell out. Like, we probably only got like 6 tickets left. So I might as well have another screening, right? Fuck it. Why not? I'm gonna have another screening. All right. Hit me up about it, man. And we're gonna watch this World Series of Space show, man. I'm really, really excited. This project is dear and near to my heart. It's passionate. I love it. It's a great thing. It's 16 episodes, man. So I'm gonna keep plugging the World Series of Spades, because with y'all, this show can become bigger. So I need y'all, when it comes out, I need y'all to share it, all of that. If you listen to this podcast, you fuck with me, you fucking with the Spades show. Last but not least, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a Black-owned business, we do not charge you to advertise on this podcast for 2 weeks. Because I had a motherfucker hit me up, right? And he was like, yo, I heard you don't charge Black-owned businesses. I said, yeah, we'll shout you out for two episodes. And then, move. He was like, 2 episodes? That's it? I said, well, nigga, if you're saying that's it, then $500, motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like, $500, goddammit. All right? So, but we don't charge Black business. If you are Black-owned business, Two episodes, free promo. If you want to advertise with us, you can do that. But if you just want a shout out, because people be like, yo, man, how much for a shout out? We can't advance I don't believe in not taking each other's money, but you get what I'm saying. If we don't, just do each other a favor. It costs me nothing to just say, hey, go to here. You know what I'm saying? It costs me nothing to say, hey, do this. You know, now and for 2 episodes, that's not a big commitment. That's just us doing our part in the community. That's just us saying that, yo, Black people, we love you. We gonna be all right. I'm just high and I'm rambling. Luke, can you please take us home?
Absolutely. So first and foremost, man, we want to thank our special guest for coming through, Miss Ashley Simpo, for coming through and just sharing.
If y'all want Ashley on the motherfucking All-Star, because you All-Star, we love you. Yeah. If you want on the All-Star show, tell me, be like, Clint, we want Ashley.
And I'm pretty sure everybody's going to be like, we want Ashley.
We want Ashley. Tweet us, whatever. Clint, just be like, Clint, we want Ashley.
Yeah. Yeah. Just tell Clint. You ain't got to tell me, because you're telling Clint is like telling me. So. Yes, we want to thank her for coming, man. Please support her book, A Kid's Book About Divorce. Please go and support, man. And again, man, we want to thank you guys for the continued support. Again, don't forget about August 19th. As Clint said, the bio is in his, the ticket link is in his bio, my bio, and the Advice from a Fuckboy IG bio. Also, again, thank you guys. We'll see you guys soon, man. Peace and love.
Pussy.
That too.
It can get lonely climbing Mount McKinley, so to entertain myself, I go to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, I can play hundreds of online casino-style games for free, like online slots, bingo, slingo, and more. Plus, I get a daily login bonus. It's just too bad that up here, I don't have anyone to share my excitement with. Woohoo! Woohoo!
Live the Chumba life anytime, anywhere. Play for free now at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.